Ready?
Yes, we are.
Okay, it is July 7th, 2021, in compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act. This is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice has been posted at the municipal building, distributed to the Hunterdon Review, the Courier News, the Express Times, the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Would you all please rise for the flag salute, followed by a moment of silence to honor our first responders and our servicemen and women. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First item of business is presentation of the minutes from the regular and executive session meeting of May 19th, 2021. Does anyone on the committee have any comments, corrections? Or if not, a motion to adopt the minutes?
Make a motion to adopt the minutes of May 19th, 2021.
Regular Second. And executive session?
And executive session. Sorry, yes.
Second. Roll call? Second.
Yes.
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 Yes. That takes us to public comment. As a reminder, this meeting is recorded, posted on the internet promptly, and it's not meant to be a question and answer session, so we accept comments from the public. We may choose to answer selected questions, members of the committee may. Okay. The committee and myself we've received a number of emails recently, and some we've been requested to read out. I will read two of them out, one on each side of the topic, as representative of a number of the emails that we've received. So, dear Mayor Schmidt and members of the Township Committee, my wife and I have resided in Lebanon Township for 43 years. I'm submitting this letter in connection with your consideration of an ordinance that would regulate the marijuana business in Lebanon Township. Because I have a professional engagement out of the area this evening, I will not be able to attend your meeting in person. So I understand the new statute. Municipalities have until August 22nd, 2021 to adopt an ordinance that would allow and regulate or disallow any or all of six marijuana business classes within the township. A failure to act would automatically result in a reversion to the state rules allowing such businesses to operate, a result that could not be changed for 5 years. Given the impending deadline, I urge the committee to act as necessary to assure that Lebanon Township retains control of its destiny on this issue. I urge the committee to affirmatively disallow all classes of marijuana business to the extent possible under the state statute for the following reasons. One, by disallowing all classes of business, the township preserves the right to act differently in the future. This will also permit the committee to review the state's regulations on this subject that are soon to be published. As far as I know, there is no disadvantage to this approach. None. Two, some may argue that Lebanon Township may, quote, miss out, close quote, on tax revenue associated with getting marijuana businesses to locate here if we are not participating from the start. However, A, it has not been demonstrated that any revenue opportunity would be missed if the decision to allow such businesses is delayed. B, the potential tax revenue is speculative and subject to all kinds of conditions and future changes that are outside the township's control. C, government proposals based on the benefits of future tax revenues have a history of costing more than they generate in the long run with unintended side effects. Anybody who says the township will make money on marijuana businesses needs to show on paper exactly how and when that will happen, including all financial assumptions being made. Three, some may argue allowing marijuana businesses in an area along Route 31 will be harmless or in keeping with a commercial zone. The potential detriments associated with these businesses are not eliminated by placing them on Route 31. Having any such business in the township, wherever it is located, will require the township to deal with a new category of regulatory oversight and incur law enforcement efforts that can and should be avoided. An influx of transients, quote-unquote, seeking marijuana on Route 31 is not a positive development. As for being, quote-unquote, fair to the owners of real estate on Route 31, no owner bought their property with the thought of a marijuana business, and if it is unfair to them, it is equally unfair to every other property owner anywhere in the township to deny them the same opportunity. There's no more than every other zoning and use regulation that we all live with every day. Four, The full text of any proposed ordinance that would allow conduct of a marijuana business in Lebanon Township should be widely disseminated to the residents of the township and thoroughly debated before its adoption. This cannot occur before the August 22nd deadline. In the meantime, the committee should adopt an ordinance allowing all classes of marijuana business until different action appears warranted by a mandate from the residents based upon complete information. Separate issues related to medical marijuana should not be confused with the need to take action by August 22nd. Five, the fact that the voters in New Jersey thought it was a good idea to, quote, legalize, unquote, marijuana does not mean that the residents of Lebanon Township think it is a good idea to authorize the operation of any marijuana business within the township. Living in this state requires all of us to accept its laws as duly enacted, but the rare instance when the laws allow the people of a municipality to choose for themselves and not to be bound by the will of the state majority, we should seize the opportunity and preserve, quote, home rule, unquote. Six, the proliferation of marijuana businesses in New Jersey may be inevitable, but their presence in Lebanon Township is not inevitable. There is no need to ever approve marijuana businesses in Lebanon Township. There certainly is no need to rush into an approval process with less than complete information. The burden is on those in favor of allowing marijuana businesses to demonstrate why this will be good for Lebanon Township, not the other way around. Clearly, as of now, no such case has been made. Thank you for taking my opinion into consideration. Very truly yours, Rich Webb. And as I said, that's representative of a number of letters that the committee has received. Another letter representative of several other letters that we've received comes from Laramie Silber. She cannot be here tonight. She asked to have this read out. As you consider how our township should approach new adult-use cannabis businesses, there are several things I urge the committee to keep in mind. Cannabis is already extremely regulated at the state level. There are only a limited number of licenses to be awarded, parentheses, fewer than 40 for the entire state, close parentheses, as a strenuous application process, and a strenuous application process. Many concerns that the committee has raised, parentheses, proximity to schools, security, etc., close parentheses, will already be addressed with incredible rigor before a cannabis business would ever be licensed. While it is unfortunate that municipalities are having to opt in or out before the final details of the state rules, we are not flying blind to imagine how the state might handle things. Medical cannabis businesses have been in New Jersey for years. No legal adult use, recreational, unquote, cannabis business is going to be less restricted by the state than medical, which are already not permitted near schools, parks, other dispensaries, etc. An ordinance banning cannabis businesses would also prohibit micro-licensed businesses. This type of license is specifically set aside for smaller-scale cannabis businesses owned by New Jersey residents and staffed by residents of our township and neighboring towns. Thus, a blanket ban would deprive our own residents of economic opportunity. We want our township laws to be based on science and sound public policy research, not outdated fear-based thinking. Cannabis is a safe, effective medicine, a responsible way for adults to relax, and a viable crop for our New Jersey farmers. New Jersey legalizing cannabis now is not, quote, giving in, unquote, to allowing a horrible toxic substance into our communities, but rather an acknowledgement that the motivations to criminalize cannabis in 1937 were deeply flawed and not a path we can, in good conscience, continue to follow. Please keep an open mind. The, quote, conditional use, unquote, language in the second ordinance already gives the planning board ample opportunity to review businesses for suitability without outright banning cannabis businesses. Having worked with cannabis scientists, patents, patients, regulators, and entrepreneurs for 7 years, I once again offer my time and experience to the committee if they have questions, and thank you for your time tonight. So, again, those are two representative comments. With that, we would open up to public comment limited to agenda items only. Is there a motion to open a public comment?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, if anyone would like to make a comment, please come up to the desk, speak into the microphone, state your name, the road you live on.
It's the team we put together, though.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
We have to get it into the recording. Sorry.
I know.
If you're able, but that would be great.
I feel like, what's his name? Tim from the Carol Burnett Show.
Oh. Right.
This is a Wiggins.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So.
Hi, my name is Carla Basanti, and I live at 600 Woodglen Road, right around the corner. I love our town. I got it. That's the first and foremost. I absolutely love Lebanon Township. I think what we're doing here is extremely important for our township and our residents. I know there's a misconception in regards to cannabis in general. I still think people need to educate themselves on the benefit of cannabis and not go by the scare tactics, which has been done for years and years and years. I mean, she brought up a very valid point from your second letter, that cannabis has been prohibited because of basically political reasons. It was because it was going to affect the pharmaceutical companies and the big oil industry from ever profiting off of what they were making. That's why they got rid of the hemp industry. Hemp and cannabis are two of the things that help people the most. You can build houses out of hemp. You can make clothes out of hemp. Why it's prohibited, it's a plant. It's just a plant. We have children still overdosing on prescription medicine. We it's okay for us to have a liquor store right across the street from each other. Nobody has a problem with liquor store. Nobody has a problem with liquor. We celebrate every event with alcohol. We have Mothers Against Drunk Drivers. We have alcoholism. There has not been one cannabis death unless the person had underlying health conditions. Do you see overwhelming cannabis deaths? Nobody dies from cannabis. It's a plant. It's medicinal. I belong to an organization. It's America's for Safe Access for the use of cannabis for research and, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I'm just trying to get in, and I know I'm taking up everybody's time. But I also belong to different groups in the state of New Jersey. I know that cannabis has helped me. I have had breast cancer. I have multiple sclerosis. I have scoliosis, osteoporosis. I have a bone marrow disorder. I have so many health issues. I was prescribed so many different medications. I didn't even recognize myself anymore. I now can use cannabis, and I can be a productive person in society. And that's the thing what people don't understand. You can be productive on cannabis. It is not, if you want to look and just lump everybody up as potheads, they're lazy, they don't do anything. I mean, when she was saying that it's going to attract people coming up here, I'm sorry, what is the social club in Lebanon Township going to do? How did that get through? I mean, the social club. You know, people are just like, have you looked at the social club menu? I'm like, why would I want to look at the social club menu? But that's bringing revenue into the town. A couple of us were talking, don't know how it got passed, but it did. Now, if we have a social club, you can't say that having a recreational cannabis facility is going to attract strange people, because that's going to do it more than this is. My point is, it does help people. There has never been a cannabis death, never been a cannabis overdose, and that's the thing that I stress mainly about. It's not going to hurt people. It's going to help them. And like this second letter said, it will help them relax more than a Valium will, which could kill you, more than any other pharmaceutical pill can, better than alcohol. It's not going to rot your liver. It's not going to, if anything, our body is made for cannabis. We have an endocannabinoid system, and our body works with the phytocannabinoid system. It helps reach the different receptors for pain, insomnia, any type of issue physically, because our body is made for that. And the thing I stress the most is just please educate. Anybody right now who is not really consciously rolling their eyes at me but is doing it internally in regards to what cannabis is, please just educate yourself on the plant. It starts from a seed. There's nothing added to it. And again, the biggest thing I'm going to stress is nobody has died from cannabis use. It has only helped people. It's helped children with Dravet syndrome. It's helped epileptic children. It's helped people with cancer. This is the group that I belong to. The opioid epidemic in the U.S. is claiming 91 American lives a day. Current policies focus on downstreaming strategies and criminalizing patients for cannabis. And it shows that there's a 25% decrease of opioid overdose, I can't say it right, my MS brain, overdose with people that have medical cannabis laws. So this is the thing. And I know I'm saying medical cannabis. I wish we could open a medical cannabis dispensary, because even though we have some in the state, we need more medical cannabis dispensaries. It may not bring as much revenue in, but I don't know if you would consider something doing something like that. But again, it saves lives, and it's not a gateway drug. It's a get away drug. Like I said, they could prescribe anything and everything to me still. Valium, hydrocodone, oxycodone, you name all these pharmaceuticals. My doctor's still like, do you want these? No, because I'm a medical cannabis patient. And I was telling them that, you know, I live next to the Woodland General Store, and I know we all miss Ed. But, you know, when I'd sit out there medicating, Ed would come up and be like, oh, what are you doing? I'm like, Ed. He goes, oh, you're medicating again. And he would call me pothead, but that was Ed. And he's like, oh, but, and he would have a conversation with me about it and the benefits for it. Now, if someone like Ed can come around to talk and have a conversation with me, everybody in this room can have an open conversation in regards to cannabis use. And that's, I think I'm done, because I think I've used up everybody's time. And I didn't really look at all my notes, because I could ramble on and on and on. I really could. It's just really important. And just don't dismiss it. And the other thing I have to say, too, with the other ordinance, if that's going to come about, right now, all the bills for New Jersey for cannabis, they didn't include growing. They took it out at the last minute. But we're the Garden State. We should be growing. We should, as patients, should be able to grow. But if that ordinance comes in the future, what would happen to anybody who wants to be able to grow their own medicine? So there's other things to consider as well. And I, again, now I am really done. So thank you, each and every board member. I really appreciate it. I'm sorry I ramble, but I ramble. Thank you, guys. Thanks.
Yep. Thank you very much for your comments. Someone else would like to make a comment limited to the agenda items?
Yeah, I will.
Please state your name, the road you live on.
My name's Ryan Flatley. I live on 315 Old Farm Road. I'm just going to ask that you vote no on this. That's it.
Pardon me?
I'm just going to ask that you vote no on this. That's it.
There are two ordinances that. One is a total ban, and one allows retail. Which are you asking us to vote no on?
Well,
the one that
yes
allows?
On the total ban.
Yes on it, okay.
Yeah, that's it. Thanks.
All right, thank you. Any other member of the public?
Hi, my name is Lisa. I live on Dewey Lane. I have lived in this township with my husband for 29 years. And I understand that there is a medicinal qualified need. And it is an alternative to pharmaceuticals. I don't like to have to take any pharmaceutical drug if I don't have to either, okay? But what I dislike is that you cannot, I don't care how many rules, legislation, regulation there are, you cannot control the responsibility of the people who will be purchasing this item. There is a certain element that exists in people, not responsible medicinal users. There is another group. And if you would read articles, there was an article in the Epic Times, I think, a year and a half ago, when Colorado allowed not only marijuana, and it was recreational, to be legal, as well as so many other drugs, the town went broke. People did not go to work, and the hospital and medical facilities could not keep up with those people who had bad trips. So, being in this township for so long, there are a lot of elderly people, there are our schools, there are a lot of people who I don't think would want to have this. If it's if it's just a moneymaker, I mean, there are lots of other things that you could do to bring I mean, my goodness, why couldn't we open a bakery? Why couldn't you do something that would be profitable and not so questionable? I mean, people want to come buy fresh rolls as opposed to a joint or whatever. There are other options. So I'm for a total ban of it being in this township for those reasons. And that's a very, very valid point. You really should Google that article from Epoch Times, E-P-O-C-H Times, and you read what happened in Colorado. And that's probably just one of many that we don't hear about because it's a moneymaker. But it actually worked against them. And I would not want to see that happen here or anywhere near here. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment. Anyone else from the public would like to make a comment?
Good evening. My name is Jerry Colavecchio. I live at 32 Redtail Hawk Court in Annandale, but I'm here this evening representing my agency, Prevention Resources, which is located in Flemington. I just wanted to really thank everyone on this committee. I've been listening to your committee meetings, and I really do applaud you because you do have a really tough decision to make with very little information because we do not have the Cannabis Regulatory Commission rules and regulations as of yet. So I know it's really difficult, and you've all been really doing your due diligence of looking into safety reasons, and I think that's one of the reasons why you already have not do not want 1 through 4 in the community, but looking at 5 and 6. So I think one of the concerns from the League of Municipalities, I've been following the League as well, is that they want to really ensure that you have local control is kept here at the local level and the municipal level. One of the things that they're concerned about is that if for some reason the commission, when you opt in, and you opted in for 5 years and you can't opt out for 5 years, if there is an issue with one of the retail establishments, meaning that the proprietor may not be following all of the regulations, the League of Municipalities wants to make sure that at that point you could get rid of that retailer. Because if you opt in, you're opted in for 5 years. If you decide to opt out, any businesses that have already been established are grandfathered in. So you just really, that was, I know, one of their biggest concerns and why they just want to, you know, municipalities to pause at that point. One of the other things that we're concerned about is really about the safety. We're not here how to tell you to vote opt in or opt out. It's more about the safety. And when we talk about the THC levels, is what they were talking about, the high potency, the woman before me that was speaking about, is about anywhere between 23% for a smoked marijuana joint, where back in, you know, decades ago, it was around 2-3%. The concentrates are what we're really concerned about, especially with our youth, because the youth are vaping today, and this is when they are using marijuana, they're mostly vaping it, which is made of either, it's a concentrate made into oils or buds or butter or shatter, and they're up to 90% THC. And THC is what is the psychoactive drug, and at that point it becomes very addicting for our youth. Their brains are still developing and well into their late 20s, and we're finding that what that does, according to the science, is that there's a 1 in 5 chance of them becoming addicted. So while that brain is developing and you introduce any type of a drug, it increases your chances of becoming addicted, not only to that drug, but to moving on to harder drugs. I work with a lot of people in recovery and a lot of people that have overdosed, and they all say it started with actually tobacco, nicotine, and then they went through the natural progression of experimentation. Not too much happened. with alcohol, so they moved on to marijuana. Not too much happened, and then they quickly went to pills and then to heroin and now fentanyl, which is extremely deadly. And we do have that opioid epidemic problem here. There are medicinal properties, and that's in the CBD, so that does not have the THC in it. And we do need more research, as the young woman suggested before, that there definitely needs to be more research on that. So one of the things that we you know, as a municipality to think about is consumption areas. Do you want a consumption area in your retail establishment, meaning that they that patrons can come in, purchase marijuana, and use it in that area, whether it's the edibles, which are also very dangerous for our youth because they metabolize slower, and you have to use, a lot of times somebody will use it and be like, well, I don't feel anything, and they use it again. Again, maybe not a responsible user who understands what their body can handle, and there's a lot of repercussions for that. An increase in ED visits, young children getting a hold of these edibles that look like candy or drinks and are very attractive to our youth. So we want to make sure that we really have tight laws for advertising. We don't want anything, you know, 2-for-1 in the window. I mean, things like that are just things to consider. And again, back to these consumption areas, they can come in, have their marijuana, their cannabis, and then leave, and then they're driving. The problem with the driving is that it is an increased risk. If you look at the data from Colorado, from the HIDA report, is the Rocky Mountain HIDA report, there's been a major increase in car crashes with people when they were tested that had high amounts of cannabis in their system. So, and also just to give you a little bit of other background, is that right now the way the commission has it set up is that cannabis is only what you can purchase in stores, in retail establishments once they're established. So as of right now, it is still not a legal drug for adult use until you purchase it. Anything you purchase on the street or from other people is considered marijuana or hashish. And that is how the state is defining it, not necessarily how somebody else may define it. If they decide to have an outdoor consumption area, it must have barriers. So there are a few regulations that we do know of. But again, you have a really hard decision to make because this affects everyone. And the one thing that we do know from Colorado and from other states is that there's been a huge increase through 12 to 17-year-old usage of marijuana, starting at younger grades, as young as fourth and fifth grade. So that is something to really be concerned about. And, you know, we talk about adult use. We talk about alcohol and stores. And here in Hunterdon County, we're above the state level for underage drinking. We know that there's been many deaths from underage drinking, and you mix that with getting high off of some of these substances, and, you know, it's just a train wreck for these young adults. You know, once you legalize a substance, the perception of harm goes down, and the increased usage rates tend to go up. So these are just some things that we really want to consider, and... You know, thank you for your time. If you have any other questions, I'll be happy to send you information. And you can look at our website. We have a lot of information on there as well. And I have a lot of good other resources, scientific resources from the medical field and researchers, you know, that really know a lot about the brain and how marijuana and cannabis can affect it, especially a youth's growing brain. So just some things to consider, as well as you want, you know, billboards nearby. We don't want to normalize it for our youth. So just some things to think about. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any other member of the public would like to make a comment?
If there's any more agreement or comment, let them comment. And
there's one right now.
I will be the, perhaps the last comment.
Okay.
Good evening. My name is Joanne Letters, and I reside on 87 Mount Kip Road. First, I would just like to say that I am pro-marijuana. I believe in its medicinal properties, and I also believe that they do a lot of good for people in need. I've often found it hypocritical that as a society, we've normalized alcohol, and we've made alcohol legal, but we have not made marijuana legal. With that being said, however, due to the unknown nature of the marijuana business at this time in our state and the lack of guidance from the state of New Jersey, I would respectfully ask this committee to opt out for the time being and hold off until we have clear guidance from the state and that we have a reasonable history of what marijuana sales are in the state of New Jersey. We don't know that. And I would not like to see this township opt into marijuana sales and find ourselves in a position in a five-year box that we have no control over anymore. So, again, I would just respectfully ask that you would hold off on these ordinances until we have a better insight as to what is going to happen, you know, and we'll get that insight from other towns' experiences. I would prefer Lebanon Township not to be part of that experience. Again, I'm not anti-marijuana, and it's my understanding also that if we opt out of this, it doesn't mean that people who want to smoke socially or medicinally, it would be illegal for them. People could still possess marijuana in their own homes and all that other good stuff, to each his own. So that is why I would like to come forward and ask for that consideration, that if you guys would just kind of take a little bit of pause, pump the brakes, and let everyone other town have the experience, and then hopefully we can benefit from all that. So thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Any other members of the public before the gentleman who said he'd like to be last? I think you're...
Good evening. My name is Thomas Vivian. I live at 51 Musco Neckong River Road. I've lived there over 50 years. And I am here to give you my input into your decision-making process with the committee. From what I've heard, I'm just about going to repeat what everybody else has said. I would suggest that this committee hold off approving any business transaction in the township. I don't feel it's worthy of a slight increase in tax revenues for the disruption that will occur in the township. We have no control over who comes in the township. Previously, when I moved in the township, there was a sign that said you had to register here in the municipal office to become a honorary or a legal person in this township. I don't know what date that was, but that was back many years ago. So what I have to say is that I'm not in favor of denying medical marijuana to anybody, but I am not in favor of you opening up a commercial zone, enterprises, et cetera, et cetera. I live in a commercial zone. You have not touched this commercial zone, but I feel that it's possible that if you pass an ordinance allowing one commercial zone to do something, there's nothing to stop the attorneys from someone who wishes to operate in my commercial zone. And then I'm saddled with transients coming in. We don't know who these people are, nor what they do afterwards with this marijuana. So I am definitely against you pressing forward at this junction in time. Let's wait and see how it plays out. We don't have to approve it. We can delay it. And then we can sort it out and to see what is the best resolution here. I I think it's too fast, too quick, and I don't think it's beneficial to any of us here in the community. And I hope I speak for the 1,500 people that live in this community that voted no. They didn't want recreational marijuana even allowed. Well, it's been passed. A lot of people in the city vote, and they might have outvoted us. But they can do it, and they can smoke their marijuana in the privacy of their own home. But I'd like to see an ordinance. Well, I'm a little off the subject maybe, but I'd like to see a different ordinance presented here someday that would deal with public consumption on public property. I don't want secondhand smoke. If you establish a business and I'm walking by the business and somebody comes out of that business smoking, I'm going to have secondhand smoke. I don't want secondhand smoke. And I guess that's enough for this evening. I thank you for your time. And
thank you.
I've spoken my piece.
Thank
have
you.
Have a good
much.
Night.
Thank you. And I believe we do actually have one other person who raised their hand after you were done. So, sorry.
Sorry about that. I don't want to be the last speaker, but I always raise my hand, but you're already on your way. Anyway, Sharon Petzinger, 320 Dogwood Drive. I guess a little bit off topic. I think last meeting you all voted to no longer have the call-in for the public, but it's still on your website. So there might be a lot of agitated people right now trying to call in who can't. And I'm kind of bummed, too, because it's hard for me to get here after working and feeding my family and stuff like that. But that's a different topic. But it's still on your website, so if you could change that, that might help.
And I will, while it's not a question and answer, I will just point out, we didn't vote to stop it.
Oh, okay.
The state, by removing the emergency procedures, went back to the prior rules, and it's impractical for us to allow it.
Okay.
So we
kept 22. It wasn't allowed anymore.
It's not allowed, and that's why we didn't want to stop people from calling in. We practically couldn't do it. So.
Okay. Understood. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I moved to Lebanon Township almost 16 years ago because I love the public open spaces, and I wanted to raise my family. You guys have a great school system, and I am not disappointed so far. My son is now reaching his teenage years, and so with cannabis going on, I'm not against it. I'm not for it. You know, it's legal now. People can smoke it, eat it, ingest it. That's fine, medicinal, recreational. That doesn't matter to me. Having a retail business on Route 31 doesn't matter to me. We already have vape shops and a gentleman's club and liquor stores and massage parlors and things like that going on. So, you know, marijuana is not a big deal on 31. What I don't want to see, though, is my son to see signs or billboards or, you know, cannabis for sale on his bus route to school. I don't want it in his face. And so if we can keep it to 31 in that zoning region only, then I think that would be great if you have the control for that. But, yeah, I don't want it in our township per se, on our municipal roads where kids can see it, go on their bike ride, and it's, you know, if there's a micro business popping up that, you know, if there's a sign on out of somebody's garage where he can easily, you know, figure it out. I don't want it in his face. So that's really my concern. And, yeah, and I trust you guys. I love this township, and hopefully you will make the best decision for everybody. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Another comment?
Morning, gentlemen. Lady. Daryl Schmidt, 226 Musconetcon River Road. You have a very tough decision to make. I do not envy you. I'm on the fence with it. I wouldn't want to have to make the decision, whether it be now or in the future. I don't know the answer to this question, but maybe somebody here does, and you don't have to answer it. This was a ballot question on the last General Assembly, last general election. Everybody in the state voted on it. How did Lebanon Township residents vote on that? And I don't know. I don't remember the answer.
63.6% in favor of legalizing.
In favor of it.
Out of 4,000 votes.
Well,
kept.
If I was in your position right now, just me, I would weigh that. Because that comes down to not in my backyard. which doesn't really fly with me. I'm on the planning board, and I never liked to hear it when I was having to listen to an application. So 63% of the people in this township voted in favor of legalized marijuana. I would weigh that. Like I said, personally, I don't care either way. But thank you.
Thank you very much.
You don't mind if I stand, do you?
No.
Go right ahead.
Good evening. I'm Mayor Mazza, Union Township, Hunter County. First of all, I'd like to, never met you people. I'd like to say hello.
Hello.
How are you? Nice to meet you all.
Mm-hmm.
You too, Mr. Attorney.
Hey, Mayor, how are you?
Anyway, I just want to tell you, just so you guys have a little background on what some of the other towns are doing. Union Township decided to opt out. We decided to opt out because of buy them some time. Because based on what our attorney had looked at, and the League of Municipalities, and all the interest, all the information that we could gather, our best bet was to sit back and opt out right now. But there were some people on the committee that were interested in, well, maybe I don't want to opt out. You know, maybe we might want to grow some marijuana. Or maybe we might want to have the home distributor. We like that. That might work. You know, so we were like, yeah, well, you know what? We don't want all six of them. Certainly don't want all six of them, because all six of them are not good. So that's the reason we opted out, because down the road, now we have a choice. If we want to grow marijuana, maybe we can, maybe we might decide to. And if we want to do the mail-in, we might be able to do that too for the people that need the marijuana in Union Township that can't get out and get to the store or whatever. So it gives us an opportunity to sit back and wait. And so that's what we did. And it seemed to be the right move, and there's a lot of towns that have done that. I think the only one at Flemington is the only one that opted in, I think. I'm not sure if there's any other ones. But I know Phillipsburg just opted out, and they have a dispensary in the town, and they did it for the same reason. They don't want to be the, you know what I mean, the point, the area, you know like Pennsylvania or Easton area or something like that. They don't want to be associated with that, and that's why they chose to do that. But It's good to see that people are opting out and taking a second look at this and taking a good hard look at it, because it is a decision that if you make the wrong decision, it's not going to be good, and you're not turning back. So you guys know what you're doing. I'm just here to I'm just here to just give you my two cents. You guys can take it for what it's worth, and you know, I just thought I'd just share that with you, because we're a neighboring town and we do have farmland. You know, I'm sure you guys have farmland, and looking at it from a rateable thing, it just makes sense to sit back and take a good hard look at it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Not seeing anyone else raising their hand to speak. Is there a motion to close the public comment?
Make a motion to close the public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. So with that, we move on to the ordinances that are in front of us. So just to bring everyone up to date with a little bit of background before we decide how we're going to negotiate through our decision tonight, most of the public comments covered a lot of this already. As you know, in February of this year, the state passed legislation legalizing marijuana, putting part of a structure together. They set up six different classes of licenses and then left it to towns to decide whether we are going to allow those licenses or ban those licenses. And they've done it in a way that puts us under the in a corner, if you will. If we take no action, then we're under the state. The state regulations can come in. We can't opt back out. We can't control it at all for 5 years. So this committee has been discussing this in a number of meetings since February, and there's no mood to not take any action. In fact, We had a number of discussions. We met it publicly jointly with the planning board. We looked through. We had a very our township engineer has been involved with the site at the old Walmart on Highway 22. He knows how the growing works. He knows water consumption, all these things. And so we got firsthand information to bring us to the conclusion, and we've all had this common consensus of Class 1, which is cultivator license, basically growing, Class 2, manufacturing licenses, Class 3, wholesale licenses, Class 4, distributor licenses. Number one, we don't know the rules. The rules and the requirements that we do know have a big impact on the water usage, impacts our aquifer, impacts where the wastewater is going, impacts traffic with distributors and wholesalers and the like. So there's been a consensus that we're going to opt out, we're going to ban everywhere in the township Class 1, 2, 3, 4 licenses. The question has come up for retail establishments and for cannabis delivery in this, and we've narrowed the delivery to the subject of only a delivery business associated with a retailer, so because you can have multiple licenses. So that's where we're now discussing, are we going to consider allowing a cannabis retailer just in the B2 zone, which is on Highway 31, roughly from Krieger Road up to Glen Gardner. It's about 6,000 feet. The attorney has made it clear to us, we cannot stop delivery of marijuana into any resident in Lebanon Township. There will be a delivery business. You'll be able to call, go online, whatever. Somebody will drive to the people's front door and deliver your marijuana. The state does not give us the authority to stop, regulate in any way. So the people who don't want it in our town, it's going to be in our town. The question is, can a business operate here that actually sells it? And can those vans be parked next to that business and deliver from our town? As was said, and it's completely the case, if we don't do anything, we follow the state rules. If we ban, we can immediately reconsider and loosen up the ban as we go forward. So all that logic of taking it slow and banning and then moving forward is completely true. The alternative argument that some would make is if you ban up front, the licenses that happen up front will look for where they where they're welcome, if you want to say it that way, and the people who have the opportunity to profit from that business, the property owners in Lebanon Township, wouldn't have that opportunity. So it's not that it's without impact to ban. It's a consideration that we on the committee need to balance these topics both ways. So in the last meeting, we were directed, Mr. Abakowski and myself have been the subcommittee working on details, while the whole committee has been completely immersed in all the details as well, but we've been doing the drafting of what comes to us. We were directed, along with the attorney, to provide two draft ordinances. One, which would allow retail limited to the B1 zone, taking in a lot of the comments that were made. If you read through that, you'll find that you can't have two retailers within 1,500 feet of each other. We talked to the planner. The practical implication is we've got about a 6,000-foot stretch of Route 31. Maximum you'd have would be three retailers if we have that separation. Then, following a lot of common sense and other good input from everyone, 1,000 feet from any residential property. If you do the circles, as the planner has done and as other members of the committee have done, right now there's a mix of residential and business on Highway 31. There would be no lot today that a retailer could go to and say, there I am 1,000 feet away from everybody. So then you ask the question, well, why even do it? Well, the reason to do it would be to allow someone to have the opportunity. If a business came in and said, I'll buy that residential property and that business property and create the opportunity, you'd have that opportunity. It's a judgment of whether we want to encourage development on Highway 31 in that direction or not. I'm just trying to share with you how we're thinking about that. You'd see in the draft ordinance, we do limit the signage, no graphics, nothing that would glorify marijuana. We're sensitive to keeping this low-key. So that's one alternative. The other alternative is a total ban. It's a much shorter ordinance. The effective words are that we would ban, it's right here, the Lebanon Township zoning regulations would prohibit the following marijuana-related land use and development within the geographical boundaries of the township, colon, all classes. I think practically speaking, it makes sense to see if there's a majority who are interested in banning all classes, because the second ordinance requires discussion of is 1,000 feet the right amount or is 800 feet. So I would propose that we start with a discussion and potential action on the total ban, and if there's a majority on the total ban, then the second draft, which doesn't have a number, isn't needed to be discussed. So at this point, I'd open it up either for discussion, or if someone wants to make a motion for one or the other of the ordinances.
I would personally like to opt out for now, because the Cannabis Commission has not established the rules. We have no idea what the playbook is going to be, what each town is going to have in the way of control over these businesses. Even like you said, we're not going to put this type of a sign out, we're not going to do this. But if the playbook says they overrule you at the Cannabis Commission level, then you have no say. 5 years, we have to make a decision, 5 years, and anybody who comes in is going to be grandfathered. So you're not, if you have a bad actor, you're going to not be able to kick that person out. You just can't let in new people. Yesterday, I actually took a three-hour tour, personal tour, of the Apothecarium in Phillipsburg. So I was trying to educate myself on what goes on over there. And that was a top-notch establishment. I have no problems with what people do in their personal life. I think it was a great place. I like their operation. Their director talked about soup to nuts, where that Boonton Township is, where they grow it and then they deliver it. So I really educated myself on that. I have a bunch of pamphlets. If you guys want to see them at some point in time, I can give them to you. But I cannot go forward with an opt-in at this point, not knowing what the rules. Even the Cannabis Commission, the executive director, Jeff Brown, has asked municipalities to opt out until they come up with the rules. And so has the League of Municipalities, and so has the Lawyer Institute that Dick Cushing, one of the partners in Matt's firm, is the president of. And I noticed that's a key paragraph. It's not even in this opt-out ordinance. It was never put in here. I don't know who wrote this ordinance, but it's like the worst one I've ever seen for opting out, and I've seen a lot. So to me, I would want to opt out right now, wait for those rules to be established. They're supposed to be established by August. If they're not, it doesn't matter. We're not going to miss out on any opportunities. And I just, in all good faith, cannot go forward if we don't have a playbook on what municipal control is going to be. And the planning board advises the township committee to opt out. Abe said yes to that. I said yes to that because we both sit on the planning board. And we talked about, we had to do with stormwater, which we're not going to worry about now, but it really is about the rules. We don't know what the rules are going to be. I can go on and on, but you can come back to me. Give somebody else a chance.
I'll jump in. When we first started to review this, I was in favor of not class 1 through 4 and was considering class 5. And the idea being that we have a very small business area, that B2 zone on 31, and it would limit what would happen there. However, as we went and looked into it, one of the questions that we had, Mike and I, were how many can we legitimately even put in there, given the size, as Mike was saying, 6,000 feet along 31, and the reality is nothing can go in there. So at this point in time, and there's hardly any reason from my perspective to worry about looking at class 5 and class 6 if we can't put anything in there anywhere now. Why take the risk? So I'm also in favor of opting out, but do recognize that marijuana will be around in this township because of the delivery service that cannot be stopped. And if we allow a medical marijuana establishment, I understand that that may not be limited to the B2 zone. If they consider a medical marijuana establishment like a dentist or a doctor or a pharmaceutical place, it'll be in any zone we have. So there's no stopping it. Understand that. But nevertheless, for this particular ordinance, simply because we can't put it anywhere anyway, I'm in favor of opting out.
Any other discussion or a motion?
So I was also, I looked at it, like I said, I don't care in the rent as what people do. I understand, I know people that need it medically. And my approach was, are we creating a aggravation for our zoning board or our planning board by creating what I would consider a bait and switch, by giving the opportunity to give it there but actually have no space? So in going back to the fact that there is only 6,000, 7,000 feet of road frontage there, I actually did the math backwards, and we would have to, with the property now, give about 200-foot leniency. And I was figuring off of housing, not property line. It's actually property line. So there really is no place there, unless somebody wanted to buy the whole road, to put this. So all I think it would do is just create aggravation to come to the zoning board, somebody going, hey, but you have it on your books, but yeah, but we really don't. So I think it just creates a nightmare for us for legal issues and stuff like that. So I see no reason to pass anything. But again, it doesn't stop medical. It doesn't stop those dispensaries. That's all. And I, like I said, I know people that need it and want it for those reasons. But I see no value in it. I just see it as aggravation. And again, we don't have all the knowledge and rules. There's no point in it. So I don't see any point in moving forward with passing anything at this point without having the knowledge and having a place to put it.
And any further comment, or what I'm sensing is that the draft titled "Prohibiting the Operation of All Classes of Cannabis Businesses" would be numbered ordinance number 2021-7.
That's the prohibiting.
The one that's titled "Prohibiting."
Mm-hmm.
And that would be the procedure would be to introduce that tonight. Because it's a land use ordinance, it requires additional time to allow the planning board to weigh in on it. So the public hearing, if this is what's introduced tonight, would be held on August 18th, 2021. And that's when the vote would be taken to adopt
the opt-out. I need to ask Matt a question. The way this opt-out is written, this one will allow us to opt in whenever we want. There aren't any pitfalls. This, because this is, I don't know who wrote this thing, but it's not, it doesn't include.
Bev, to answer your question, I participated in the drafting along with the subcommittee.
How come you left out the part about the New Jersey League, that municipalities not?
That's not, that has no bearing on whether.
Yes, it does. It's in every single opt-out that's out there.
It has no bearing on whether or not we can opt in.
Okay. Is there
that.
So
I can tell you that for the record.
There's nothing on the record tonight. We are not going to have a problem with this ordinance, whether it be something's not right with it, that we can definitely opt in when we whenever we want to. We could opt in tomorrow after the ordinance is passed.
Correct.
And there's
we have that right. Correct.
Okay. And there's no language in this that's not going, how would I put this, on August 21st, when that rolls around, this will protect us and not allow all six classes because of some technical word error on this ordinance.
That is correct.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So sensing at least a majority consensus, is there a motion to introduce ordinance number 2021-7, prohibiting the operation of all classes of cannabis businesses?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
To prohibit in all classes, zones. And we have the ability in the future to opt in whenever we desire, and that we have done our research. And information will be coming back to us as to how this has worked out in other communities.
Second.
Seconded by Abe. So, roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Public hearing to be held on August 18th, 2021. We have two other ordinances to introduce tonight. The next would be ordinance number 2021-08. The committee has been aware for some years now.
Just to be clear, we're taking no action on the other one.
Correct.
I know you stated that.
Sorry.
But we're moving forward.
The unnumbered draft that would allow Jake's.
It's off the table.
Okay. I just want to be clear.
Thank you. So ordinance draft ordinance 2021-08. The township has been aware for some time that our ordinance that zones signs, specifically political signage on people's lawns and the like, would not stand up to challenge by the courts. The courts keep ruling on this. So the attorney has drafted the language that modifies our ordinance, which would be in compliance with the various court settlements with the ACLU and the like. Although I would also note for the committee that and the public that this is actually slightly more lenient than the ACLU requirements, because the township has had a practice of allowing signs to be placed on municipal property. The courts wouldn't say that we have to allow signs on municipal property, but over the certainly longer than I've been involved, the township has recognized that it's a public purpose to have political signs on the corner at the municipal park, on certain open space areas and the like. So we've included in this draft that we would allow the same kind of temporary political signs, and there are two categories of signs now, temporary political signs within 10 feet of a public road, not within 100 feet of municipal buildings. Those are electioneering laws, but we would allow them on municipal property. There are two categories of signs. One are temporary political signs. Those are for candidates and the like directly related to an election cycle. And then there are cause-related signs. The cause-related signs are allowed to be put on people's residences and in commercial properties year-round, with limits on the square footage of the signs and the like. Again, that's people's First Amendment rights to have that. The temporary political signs can be put up ahead of elections and must be removed shortly after elections, just as a way to keep the neighborhoods clean and tidy. Anything else you'd like to highlight on that, Matt?
No, the normal challenge emanates from the ACLU. This is modeled, and again, is actually somewhat more lenient based on the public property exemption to two ordinances that the ACLU, after lengthy litigation, has agreed to or signed off on. So this actually is broader than that. So I believe the likelihood that they would it affords more speech than some of the ordinances they had previously agreed to. So I think it's as well insulated from challenges we can get.
Any other discussion from the committee? Again, we had to wait till after an election cycle to introduce it. We didn't want to be in the middle of elections when we were talking about it. So this is an opportunity as a land use ordinance to put it in with the other land use ordinances. If there's no other discussion, would anyone make a motion to introduce ordinance 2021-08 for a public hearing to also be held on August 18th, 2021?
I'll make a motion to introduce ordinance number 2021-08 for the public hearing to be held on August 18th, 2021.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Next, we have another ordinance 2021-09, brought to us by the Planning Board. This is an ordinance amending Chapter 230 of our existing code, titled Highlands, Chapter 330, Subdivision of Land, Chapter 400, Zoning, and Chapter 45, Land Use Procedures of Municipal Code of the Township of Lebanon, Huntington County, State of New Jersey. This amends the various chapters. Chapter 230 is amended to include the checklist for determining completeness of applications submitted under Chapter 230, including the Highlands application. It establishes an application fee and escrow requirements for the Highlands application. So attached to this ordinance are the application checklist updated to include the Highlands application, as well as the actual application for Highlands. Any discussion on ordinance number 2021-09? Also, if this is introduced, the public hearing would be on August 18th, 2021. There's no discussion. Any motion to introduce ordinance 2021-09?
I'll make a motion to introduce ordinance 2021-09.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. That's it for the ordinances tonight. We have a couple of resolutions. Resolution 63-2021, redemption of tax sale certificate number 201806. Whereas the amount of $8,150.17 has been collected from the property owner for Block 57, Lot 36, which is 102 Mountaintop Road, for the redemption of tax sale certificate 201806. Therefore, the treasurer is authorized to prepare, the mayor, treasurer, and clerk authorized to sign a check in the amount of $8,150.17 to Light Properties LLC for the redemption amount, and an additional check for $100 for the premium monies collected at tax sale. Any discussion or a motion to approve Resolution 63-2021?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution Number 63-2021.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, we have Resolution 64-2021, also redemption of tax sale certificate. This is tax sale certificate 20-2, which was sold on November 19th, 2020, to Christiana TC/FCE1/First Trust. In the amount of $7,652.14 has been collected from the property owner for Block 24, Lot 27 at 341 Route 513 in California Post Office to redeem the tax sale certificate. Therefore, the treasurer is authorized to prepare, and the mayor, treasurer, and clerk authorized to sign a check in the amount of $7,652.14 to Christiana TC/FCE1/First Trust, and an additional check for $10,000 for the premium monies collected at tax sale. Any discussion or motion for Resolution 64-2021?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 64-2021.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Takes us on to old business. Some more than a year ago now, the committee voted to proceed with the process of preserving what has been called Project Whitehall. This is four existing building lots on Hill Road, and the owner would carve off, separate another 1.5 acres. So this would preserve the properties from the corner of Bunvale to the corner, not the corner of Bunvale, from just past the Red Schoolhouse to the corner of Hickory Run. The motivation at the time was that it would take four existing building lots, so four septic systems, out of possibility. One of the township's water management initiatives directed by the Highlands Association is to reduce our number of septic densities. So four septic densities on one four lots of 1.5 acres each with septics right next to each other, right at the headwaters of the Hickory Run Creek, was deemed to be an attractive preservation candidate. At any rate, the funding for this it took a long time to get approved, but it comes from a Highlands Council grant, which is a federal preservation grant. And then we also have Green Acres grant for the other 50% of it. That should come to maybe 90%. We may end up using some township open space funds. At any rate, we've gone through all the procedures to satisfy the appraisal requirements, both for the federal grant, the Highlands grant, the Green Acres grant, and we now have a proposal in front of us for the sum of $3,000. The New Jersey Water Supply Authority has offered to pay for half of that. We requested proposals from two other appraisers on the Green Acres certified list. For one reason or another, they were not able to give a proposal. So the question is, would the committee have any other questions? Would the committee approve engaging Norman J. Goldberg Incorporated, state certified general real estate appraisers, for the amount of $3,000 to appraise the lots for Project Whitehall?
I'll make a motion to approve the appraiser Norman J. Goldberg to appraise the lots for the Whitehall properties.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Unless anyone has any other old business, there's none on the agenda. We had a new business item posted on the agenda related to a request for Memorial Bench. Lori Hoffman indicated she's not able to attend tonight and offered that could be tabled to a future meeting. Assuming there's no other new business, that takes us to presentation of vouchers. For the public's information, we read out vouchers in the amount of in excess of $1,000, and then we approve the entire voucher list, which would be inclusive of smaller amounts.
My first is for Performance Tiger. Performance Tire for eight Eagle Tires for $1,168.08. Then I have Griffith Allied Trucking for gasoline for the police for $1,744.89. And that's it.
I have one here for Warren Materials. This is for asphalt, $3,791.42. Next one I have is Rick Allen's Auto Repair for Police Interceptor for body repair, $1,015.70. This is the Reed Systems LTD. This is a DPW, $3,439.06. Patriotic Office Cleaning. This is for our police department, library, and municipal building for the month of May, $1,905. Lebanon Township Fire Department. This is the annual appropriations. That's their annual donation from the residents, $95,000. Groendijk's Associate, this is the Volunteer Fire Department Insurance for volunteers, $3,560. Diesel fuel at the DPW, $1,892.39. Ferguson Waterworks, this is pipe for road construction. Road improvement, $3,925. Emergency systems, it's maintenance agreement on the municipal building, $2,086.50. And Campbell Foundry is also for road improvements, $8,177.
I have the New Jersey State Health Benefit Plan for our employees, $34,017.56 for the July premium. To our attorney for tax appeals, Harry Haushalter, the amount of $1,550 for various professional services. Hunterdon County Clerk's Office, our cost for the primary election, $4,745.02. Statewide Insurance Fund payment, installment payment four of workers' compensation and our umbrella policy combined, $50,604. And State of New Jersey Division of Pension and Benefits, delayed enrollment, annual PERS, the non-police pension fund is the annual appropriation, and another delayed enrollment for the PERS employee contribution, combined $21,545.80. Public Employees Retirement System, that's what I was searching for on PERS. Sorry.
I have one for the North Huntington Voorhees Regional High School. The July 2021 school tax is $975,855.50.
He wins.
The winner.
That's it.
That's it.
None that apply.
So the total voucher list is $1,233,319.82. Is there a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the voucher list.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Takes us to a couple items of correspondence. We have the police report for the month of May 2021. Nothing to highlight. And the curator's report for July 7th.
I have nothing to add.
Nothing to highlight there. That takes us then to public comment on any topic that any member of the public would like to address. Is there a motion to open the public comment?
I'll make a motion to open the public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. At this time, if any member of the public, please step forward, state the name and road you live on.
Ron Mikowski, Rocky Run Road.
My question is this project for Whitehall Preservation. Who said there's four building lots in there?
There are four building lots.
There are four unimproved lots, possibly. There is one I know of building lot
that is capable
of being built on.
There are
four. They have to be merged, but there's four individual lots. I understand that. But I think when we're saying four building lots.
I know what you're saying. They have septic approved. They have approved septic plans. They have Highlands authority to build. They're building lots at this point. I know you're.
Okay.
Because theoretically, they can be a lot that doesn't have the approval yet.
I know.
He already has.
The reason I saw it, I know people have investigated in his lots and they weren't buildable. That was my question.
He's got wetlands delineation. That's what we've been supplied with.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comment from members of the public? Seeing none. Is there a motion to close public comment?
Make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. We will be going into executive session under Resolution 65-2021. Two items. One related to the Department of Public Works mechanics position, where we don't expect any action when we emerge. The second is related to a LOSAP, length of service award program matter, where we may have potential action on the LOSAP matter when we come out of executive session. I would estimate 40 minutes probably, roughly, by the time we get to the public session. So at this time, we'd ask the public to leave the room, and we will go into private session. Thank you very much.